Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and WNST. We are Baltimore Positive. We are at State Fair, where all the legends are on the wall, including, I purposely put Eddie Vedder over the shoulder of Don Mohler here. Jam Shapiro here from Baltimore Homecoming. We are Baltimore Positive. We're going to talk more about that. We've got some other Baltimore Positive coming up. Ben Cardin's going to be joining us soon, Senator Ben Cardin.
Right?
We also have Bill Ferguson joining us next week.
Maggie McIntosh, Speaker of the House, Adrian Jones. The list goes on. On and on.
We're back at Jennings next week as well. I'm going to get a Jennings burger
up the street. We were just at Fadley's.
And just at Fadley's. By the way, I had the fish sandwich. You left before I did the fish.
He could not wait to get the fish sandwich at Fadley's.
She brought me three different kinds of fish. Turns out I'm a lake trout guy.
Is this all about the food? I now understand.
He loves his food. Yeah.
I'm with
well,
you on
that. Well, you would never serve like a crab cake at Baltimore Homecoming or anything, would you?
I think we might.
Now I know why Levinson's coming back.
Hard shell crabs we're having this year.
We cannot have JM here before we jump back to Baltimore Homecoming without him talking a little bit about my good friend and one of his real close friends for many, many years, gone far too soon, Kevin Kamenetz. Tell us a little bit about your relationship with the former Baltimore County executive.
So, look, Kevin was a close friend, and I started in the business in 1991 and met him soon afterwards and had many, many, many lunches, many, many deep conversations with him about his desire just to make a difference. One of my favorite stories, and it relates to sports, is hearing about his training, which, you know, he had to train because he was going to throw out the first ball at Camden Yards, and Kevin was a great guy. I'm not sure he was a great baseball pitcher, and so there was a lot of training.
Some of us played Little League, and some of us, studied to be the county executive.
He was a track guy.
Exactly.
He was a track guy. If he had to run around the stadium, he'd have been.
So the end result is the practice worked. He threw it over the plate, and it was all good.
Towson High School. I happened to have been there that day. We just were worried that he'd get a sore arm. But, you mentioned Kevin, and you talk – it's because Nestor really – is into the whole leadership thing and whether he follows his dream, maybe in public office or it's someone else. But you said Kevin's passion for making a difference. I'm not going to ask you whether you've identified who the next mayor should be, but I'll ask you, what kind of qualities do you, and particularly the business community, what are you looking for in the elected leaders that you support? What kind of qualities?
So to me, it's about leadership. And I know that gets said a lot, but I think it's about leadership and managing a business. So I feel like a lot of times we focus on the politics of the person, and I think that's important, but it's almost more important, can they manage the business, right? You manage the business of the county. It doesn't matter what your politics are if you can't manage the business of the county. It's one of the reasons why I think the idea of bringing on a city manager in Baltimore City is such a great idea.
Brandon Scott
supports it and started it, and I'm a big supporter of that. I think it really makes a difference so that somebody can deal with the blocking and tackling of running the government, and the mayor or the county executive still oversees that person but can work on other items.
Well, Nestor's fond of talking about people, and you again, going back to Kevin, we know he had this in spades, and that is a true intolerance for incompetence. Yet you're a businessman. You talked about those 300 folks. They all have a job to do each and every day. You expect that to happen. You expect your developments, your shopping centers to be clean, to be spotless, to represent what Continental Realty is, correct?
Yeah, I mean, look, what we expect is them to live by our core values, right? So respect the past, embrace the future, build the best team. Relationships matter, over and over. So that's what we
Inclusiveness
expect.
Matters.
Inclusiveness matters. And so we take all of that very, very seriously. And I think it's important.
Again, Nestor, taking notes. I mean, we learn something about leadership each and every episode. So let's jump back to Baltimore Homecoming, because I know you've got some real concrete questions. You want to go through what's happening.
Well, yeah. I mean, the idea of what you saw in Detroit several years ago and how this comes to Baltimore, and if you've just joined us on Baltimore Positive, Baltimore Homecoming is coming up October 16th through the 18th. It's downtown. I'm a big Light City guy, and that's coming soon. So there's a couple of these, not just football season and neat stuff going on, but there are a lot of Baltimore Positive things really going on. And when this hit me, I thought, well, how are you structuring this? It's nice. We have famous people, and I get that Duff Goldman, everywhere he goes, Ace of Cakes is a Baltimore thing. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, my God, I hope things are – outside of the city, we have a narrative that's not good. That's the long tail of this. But when people come in here, run me through the couple of days. So if I'm Barry Levinson, besides showing up and being Barry Levinson, where are you taking me? What are you showing me? What am I learning? And especially if I'm a Barry Levinson type that hadn't been here in 5 or 10 years.
Well, what do you want from Barry, too?
Well, I think the funny story that I heard recently is I think Barry Levinson is probably staying at the Pendry. I don't think that's confidential information. I don't think the paparazzi is going to overrun him there.
Well, that wasn't there 5 years ago.
But he filmed Homicide there, I think, 20 years ago.
Right.
And so it's funny for him to be back in the place where he filmed it. He's staying there. And so what we expect from Barry Levinson is we want to engage him, and we want him to talk to everybody who's there and engage them as to why is Baltimore important.
When they go up to him and say, Baltimore sucks. No, stop. I was there in October. Let me tell you this and that. I think that is worth millions, billions of dollars for what we're trying to do, which is to bring outside resources into the city financially, spiritually. We need more. We have a lot, but we need more.
We need more. We need more, and that's what this is about. This is about building bridges between those who come to visit, those alumni who come back. So these are people who will come back to Baltimore for 3 days, and we will show them great things that are happening in Baltimore and highlight those and take them over to the B&O Railroad Museum, where we'll have 2 days of programming, and take them on field trips so they can see what's happening in the city and highlight real estate programs that are going on.
It's an educational weekend, really, right?
And it's an educational weekend. We're a 501c3, so this is a nonprofit that Nate Lowenthal and I started, and Dan Shakur and Robin Lee and our team are unbelievable.
Labor of love, literally, right?
It's a labor of love for us, and so we're happy to do it. But really what we're trying to do is we're engaging the public too. So this is about not only Barry Levinson and Melanie Whalen from SoulCycle, and Brooks Robinson will be speaking, and Cal Ripken, who spoke last time, but this is about how do we engage the public to nominate those people who are doing interesting things around the city, right? So we've got a Homecoming Heroes Award. 5 people have been recently given that award. That was public process. So we got public nominations, the public voted, and then we do field trips. Right, so we take those people who have come in from out of town and say, let's go show them the positive things that are going on, right? So you want to say, let's go show them all these exciting field trips to places like Made in Baltimore and University of Maryland and Humanum. And so those are all public nominations. So we had 75 field trips. We probably have the best list of field trips in Baltimore for others who are looking for great field trips. And then we also have a crab tank, not a shark tank, but a crab tank sponsored by M&T.
So that's your idea.
First time we're doing it, and so that was a public process, and we're narrowing it down to 5 people, and they'll get to present, and we'll have celebrity judges.
So that's what it is. It's entrepreneurs presenting ideas.
It's entrepreneurs, business owners presenting ideas that they are already working on, that are already in process, and the winner gets $25,000. And we have judges like Ashton Newhall from Green Spring Associates, and Melanie Whalen, as I said, and Rodney Williams, who's from Listener Technology, which is a great company, and Shannon Tellerman, who's the CEO of Modsy, which is a well-known company. And so those, by the way, those are Baltimore alumni who are judging, except for Ashton.
I want to say something here as a Baltimore guy who's had a lot of chances to leave. When I was Sporting News Radio, wanted me to come to Chicago. I had a chance to go to New York. When I was young, I had dreamed of going and being a sports writer elsewhere. I've never lived anywhere else, right? Like, I lived in Dundalk, in Highland Town, in White Marsh, in downtown. I've been downtown for 17 years, right? And people that leave Baltimore, whether it's Barry Levinson or whether it's Pam Shriver, who, I see, anybody that's a displaced Baltimorean or anybody that's spent an appreciable amount of time here, they have such an affinity for it. And they do really get pissed off when it gets kicked around. You know what I mean? Like when you're wearing that Raven. He gets mad when I pick on the Orioles. Even when they lose 108 games, he...
I'm not going there.
I might as well say something about his
mom. It's going to get better.
But what I'm saying is there is a pride, I think, that burns in people, even that left Baltimore and are never coming back to live, but they don't want it to burn down. They don't want it to go away. They want to see it thrive. And even if you're never going to live here, to come back and say, there's a piece of me there, anybody from here, that is unique to here,
I
don't think everybody feels that way about Dallas or Phoenix.
Which is why Baltimore Homecoming works and Dallas Homecoming may not work. because people care so passionately about Baltimore that they want to come back and they want to understand the positive things that are happening.
I think when you pick up the phone, people are very quick to say, all right, what's it for? Give me the cause. Give me the itinerary. And they're at least considering it. This when they hear from you on the phone, they at least think, let me hear more. Am I right about saying that?
They quickly say, what can I do to help? They don't say, this is my fee to come speak.
They don't say, get to my publicist.
No, they don't say. I mean, in some cases, you may start with a publicist, but then the publicist quickly gets moved aside, and we're back and forth.
It's a Baltimore thing.
We're direct with them and their assistants.
Give them my number.
directly. No, literally. These people would be thrilled to come on and make a difference and talk about what they're doing.
I think a great example of what you both are talking about, I'll pick one of the folks that's been involved with you. I don't think Josh Charles ever does an interview where he doesn't
He's from Baltimore.
Talk about being
He's
from
Josh,
Baltimore
Josh
and an Oriole fan and a Ravens fan. I mean, that's who he is. One of the things, JM, that a lot of our guests talk about are the importance of neighborhoods. And you alluded to it earlier, these incredible neighborhoods in the city. And I think sometimes developers get a bad rap from folks. You know, it's like, oh, developers. But yet, if done right, development can be a real critical component of turning neighborhoods around, bringing back jobs. Talk a little bit about, from your perspective, Continental, one of the real large, what difference it makes.
Well, so in my view, I think within Baltimore, we clearly need to get the development out further into the city, deeper in the city. I was born in Sinai Hospital, grew up in Bolton Hill on West Lanvell Street, and we need to keep going further and further with the development. So not just around the harbor, but the harbor helps. And so I remember I was head of real estate for Sylvan Learning Systems for 3 years. Sylvan, Laureate, Educate. We moved from Columbia to downtown Baltimore in 1996 to Harbor Point. I mean, Harbor. It was actually Harbor East. We were the only in Harbor East.
You were the only sign down there. I remember that.
There was Victor's Cafe, I think.
Bohagers was still there.
Bohagers literally was still there.
Yeah.
Literally still there. And so Harbor East now. Harbor East. I was at Bohagers. And Harbor East has become this unbelievable development that 20 years ago was nothing. And that's what gives me faith that Baltimore is heading on the right path. You have to be willing to think not in a year, but in 5 years and 10 years, right, and some things.
I remember being in Ed Hale's office, in his old office before the bank, Porty. He showed me what he was going to build in that tower, and he told me ships were going to come in. That hasn't happened, but he told me that target was going to appear where it is. He saw that.
Right.
Knowing Ed from Dundalk, I'm going back 20 years to see somebody that sees something. We talk about Governor Schaefer all the time, Mayor Schaefer, and we all get a smile, and we talk about him seeing Harbor Place as Disney World, probably because he got off a plane in an orange orchard in the
70s. As you said,
somewhere.
He stood down there on the water and said, hey, we can build a mouse.
Yeah, literally.
We can build a mouse. We can build
that kind of vision for a bridge across the harbor, for the connector of 83 to 95, for the maglev, for a Virgin Line to DC, for the Red Line that got shot down, that we still... You've had failures and successes from a building standpoint. The things that have failed, I'm sure you learn more. What can we do better in doing these neighborhoods? What's the key, as you see it, to having something where we pour resources, pour money in, private equity comes in, and it doesn't work the way it's supposed to work, you know? And how do we make sure we're cutting the right way? I think
that's about engaging the community as much as you can so you understand exactly how they feel and what they think. It doesn't mean that you're entirely going to always build exactly what they want, but knowing how they feel and what they think and what they may need gives you a more rounded look at what may you want at the end. I mean, I think they're doing that with the new Lexington Market. They're very inclusive in terms of talking to all the groups that are surrounding that to understand, okay, I love food halls, so I'm excited for it.
It's exciting what's happening at Cross Street.
Cross Street Market, unbelievable.
Our house is exciting. Down in Broadway is exciting. I mean, I was at City Garage the other day. We're going to be at Rye next week.
Rye Street.
There's just stuff happening, all good stuff happening in this city, and we just need to talk more about it and have more people invest in the city.
Well, that's exactly to me. So you mentioned development. One of the things we have to be clear when I talk about Harbor East, it's a big development. We need to make sure that there's equity and dollars available for some of these smaller developers who are doing, like, if you're doing a 20 townhouse or row house project in one block, that means a huge amount to that neighborhood. And sometimes that equity is harder than the big equity. And so one of the things we're doing this year is having a real estate program where we can highlight some of those and bring in some people who are doing those types of projects so that maybe they can raise some equity.
Well, see, that was Kevin Kamenetz. It's interesting. We go back to the beginning. That was Kevin Kamenetz's vision when he would talk to city leaders and city businessmen and women, was that particularly around the health institutions. Let's do it block by block. Let's make a difference.
You always say that, block by block.
And Kevin really believed then that the total became more than some of its parts.
Well, that's hard for a politician really to say block by block when you say, all right, you did 4 years, you did four blocks, or whatever that
block
is.
By block.
Because you can only do it block by block, right? Like, literally, this stuff doesn't happen overnight. It just doesn't.
Well, we can't let JM get out of here. We can't have a developer on without saying, what should we do at Harbor Place? I know we're against the clock. What should happen at Harbor
Place? That's my neighborhood. Right.
Well, so as a developer, what I would tell you is what you may want to have happen at Harbor Place is not overly relevant, because their lease is in place and there's a loan in place and that loan may be in default. So I think what's going to happen with Harbor Place is you have what you have. You have real leases, unless they all get rejected, which I don't think can even happen. It's really working around what you have and how you can make something better. Because look, I remember when Harbor Place opened. I remember when the aquarium opened. I remember when Camden Yards opened. You know, so I think what happens to Harbor Place is you're just going to have to work with either the current developer or the new developer and come up with something that's better than what it is today.
Baltimore Homecoming. We learned something again.
Thank you for having
me. Really
awesome. Thanks for doing this.
Beautiful.
And if we can help you in any way with any of this stuff and any connections, we're going to do that.
Thank you.
I believe in what you're doing.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate
it.
Jam Shapiro joining us here. Baltimore Homecoming. Learn more at BaltimoreHomecoming.com. Pretty good. October 16th to 18th happened in downtown. We are Baltimore Positive and WNST.net AM 1570. And we never stop talking good Baltimore stuff.